Britain's business leaders Monday offered a stark warning on the growing cost of Brexit uncertainty.
Brexit is consuming government, every politician, every civil servant, and it is also consuming British business. Our firms are spending hundreds of millions of pounds preparing for the worst case.
Prime Minister Theresa May says the deal will be good for business, enabling it to recruit talent from around the world.
It will no longer be the case that EU nationals, regardless of the skills or experience they have to offer, can jump the queue ahead of engineers from Sydney or software developers from Delhi.
That pledge designed to placate Brexit supporters who say the withdrawal agreement leaves Britain too closely aligned to the European Union.
The supporters of Brexit had always sold Brexit on the idea that you could go and do lots of trade agreements with fast-growing countries in Asia or the United States. The problem that they now face is that Theresa May has signed up to a customs union, which means that the UK essentially devolves power over its tariffs, over various other elements of its trade policy to the EU, potentially.
Several ministers have resigned in protest, while others are trying to force Theresa May to modify the deal. But both the Prime Minister and the EU say negotiations on the withdrawal agreement are finished. As the rebellion grows, Conservative MPs may force a leadership contest as early as this week. Even if Theresa May survives, most MPs have pledged to vote against the deal in Parliament. That would likely plunge Britain into political chaos.
The pound is going to tank. There's going to be a huge amount of pressure from the markets and from business saying, look, we must have a deal. We can't have no deal. Another scenario is that she resigns. There is no government which can be created out of Parliament, and therefore we have a general election, although I think that's quite unlikely. And then the final option is that there is a second referendum on whether the UK should leave at all.
With polls suggesting most Britons now want a rethink on Brexit, bookmakers are shortening the odds on a second referendum and on Theresa May being forced from office. She heads to Brussels this week for talks on the political declaration that outlines future ties with the EU. But that document is not legally binding, and May's critics say she should not pay Britain's $50 billion divorce bill for existing liabilities without stronger guarantees of a trade deal. As the clock ticks down to the March 2019 deadline, uncertainty is intensifying as Britain's politicians and its people appear ever more divided. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.